Krishna. Bhakti is the primary process. All other processes are secondary. In that connection, he gives an example here. The main principles of bhakti, the main angas of bhakti, and the activities which are very pleasing to the Supreme Lord are hearing, chanting, and remembering. Shravanam, Kirtanam, and Smaranam. Bhakti is not dependent upon anything else, like place. It may be hell or heaven. Swarga, Apavarga, Narakeshu. Apatulyartha Darshanaha. Favorable or unfavorable condition. Somebody may be born in a situation where dharma is flourishing or adharma is flourishing. It doesn't matter. Prahlad Maharaj had a adharmic environment in his palace. Demons, surrounded by demons, and his father Hiranyakashipu, who himself was a demon. Mother Sita was also in Lanka, surrounded by rakshasis. So dharmic, adharmic environment does not matter. Favorable, unfavorable surroundings doesn't matter for bhakti. And the place can be hell or heaven. And time, it could be Kali Yuga or Satya Yuga, no problem. And Varnashrama, one may be a sinful person or a sattvic person. It is immaterial. Like the sinful person like Ajamila can call out the holy name. A sattvic person like the Brahmana in the Brahmin and Cobbler story, he could not call out the holy name. So, bhakti is not dependent upon any of these four things. Place, that is time, place, circumstances, and Varnashrama. It's not dependent on any of these things. He says, bhakti is independent. And the main principles of bhakti are only Shravanam, Kirtanam, and Smaranam. And thus, bhakti being the primary process and the other processes being secondary, and the Lord, we know that Lord is most pleased with bhakti because Lord himself says that he is not satisfied by other processes. Namam sadhayati yogo na sankhyam dharma uddhava. What is that third one? Na swadhyayas tapastyago yata bhaktir mamurjita. Lord Krishna told Uddhava, my dear Uddhava, namam sadhayati yogo. I am not pleased with the sadhana of the yogis or by those who practice the path of Sankhya or those who are dharmanishthas, performing karma kanda and all these things, practicing Vedic chant. And then he says, na swadhyayas tapastyago. Even those who are erudite scholars by dint of their deep Vedic study and those who perform severe austerities in summer and winter, or those who are great vairagis, who detach themselves from all sorts of sense gratification from in this material world. None of these people can satisfy me, Uddhava. Yatha bhaktir mamorjita. As much as the devotion in the heart of my devotee touches my heart. So the Lord himself says that he is not satisfied by any other processes. It is only bhakti that attracts the Lord. The other processes do not attract the Lord. And bhakti is independent and it doesn't depend on anything else. Whereas the secondary processes depend on many qualifications. Like karmakanda depends on the time, the place, the circumstance, in which direction you are sitting, and you know the kushagras to be used and all the ingredients. One till is missing in the karmakanda, you cannot complete it. Even one item is missing, they cannot do karmakanda. Whereas he says the bhakti path is completely independent. It doesn't depend on time, place, circumstance or varnashrama. In any situation one can do bhakti. So understanding the glorious nature of bhakti and the heart of the compassionate Supreme Lord, the jiva should call out the holy name with full devotion and full sincerity. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisance.